found today. You know, restore us again, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be whole. In today's gospel, we see that wholeness come to being. And praise the Lord. Behold, Mary brings new birth. It was 1974. We were living in Corvallis, Oregon. Larry was about 4 years old, and Ryan was in our, you know, he was in, not leaping in Barbara's womb, but he was leaping, and making all kinds of fuss. But we were new to the area. We'd just come from Hawaii and through Seattle, and the ship was in overhaul. It was my first shore duty in 8 years of service to the Navy. And Barbara was delighted. Larry was rambunctious and grew the biggest pumpkin that year ever. We had to take it in a what do you call it, red wagon, anyway, to get it to class so the kids could carve on it. But what happened there was a couple in the church named Harry and Fern McKay. He was a retired Navy captain, served in World War II, and he and Fern came alongside Barbara and Larry and I and walked with us, mentored us, introduced us to people in the church, which was literally a block away from the house. And then they invited us to go to Life in the Spirit seminar with them. And they just introduced us to the retired military community up there. It used to be an old Army air station in Corvallis, Oregon, in World War II. Anyway, they just befriended us and introduced us to all these people and just walked alongside us, helped us wherever we needed help. Watched Larry a couple times when we had to go some other place. It was just a real blessing, the care that God provided when we immediately got there. And today's gospel is about God's care for us and for Mary and Elizabeth. But we need a little context here. The angel visited Zechariah and Elizabeth and told them they were going to have a son. Same angel, Gabriel. Then an angel visited Mary. And Zechariah kind of laughed at God, not kind of, did, and didn't believe what was going to happen. So he was struck deaf and dumb, or at least dumb. He couldn't speak, let's put it that way. And Elizabeth rejoiced because she was of old age and she was going to have a son. And the Lord opened her womb. Well, guess what? A little bit later on, 3 months later, Gabriel visits Mary and says to her, don't be afraid, and tells her that she's going to give birth to the Most High God, and she's going to name him Jesus. And Mary didn't doubt. She was a young girl, maybe 12 to 14 years old, and she was kind of curious as how this was going to take place because she didn't know a man. And she was betrothed, but she didn't know a man. And so the angel said, don't worry about it. God will overshadow you. The Holy Spirit, the Lord, will overshadow you, and you will conceive and give birth. And she said, okay. So two things happened there right there. She says, okay, I believe that that's possible because the angel said all things are possible with God, and she believed. And the other thing she said, which is something we should all say each and every day in our lives, she said, basically, let it be with me as you have said. I am the Lord's servant. I surrender. You and I, guys, we surrender our hearts, hopefully all the time, but what we do some of the times, but we don't surrender our whole bodies. And Mary surrendered her whole being to the Lord's service. And then the angel said, Elizabeth, your cousin, is about to give birth. She's 3 months pregnant. And so Mary immediately starts a journey. We're on a journey. And our journeys match up miraculously. And I would submit that we all should count our blessings and behold the miracles around us each and every day. For God's care for us and for Mary and Elizabeth was significant. And when you read the gospel and you look at Mary went on a journey, she immediately rose and went. I mean, you can make all kinds of speculations as to why, because, well, she's pregnant and she doesn't want to be in her own hometown. And she's not married, and that's a big scandal and everything else. But she goes because the angel, basically, and the Lord beckons her. She answers the call. She hears the nudge from the judge. She goes immediately. And this is about a 100-mile journey, maybe 3-4 days. 12-year-old, 14-year-old girl walking, thinking, praying of the mysteries in her mind that have just happened and what she's just been told. Wow. Think about that. And then she gets to the door, and she goes, probably knock, knock, and the door, Zachariah opens the door. He still can't speak. And Elizabeth, when she hears Mary's greeting, the baby, John, leaped for joy. So John acknowledged Mary and the baby that was in Mary's womb first, before Elizabeth did, and kind of made his first prophecy, if you will. Kind of cool. And then Elizabeth has more to say later. But Mary's on this journey, and she goes and she stays with Elizabeth. And she eventually goes home just before, at the 9th month. We don't know whether she was there during the birth or not, but the scriptures say she left at the 9th month. And so, but then Elizabeth, after the baby leaps, said, "Blessed are you among women." Didn't say above women, said among women. So, guys, all women are blessed. So we should be a blessing to them as they bless us. Amen?
Amen.
And I think we can all attest to the blessings they are in our lives. And then she says, "And blessed is my Lord in your womb." And then Mary went on to say, or Elizabeth went on to say many other things that basically remind us of the glory of the Lord. But what it shows me is that an older woman was mentoring Mary, a young girl in her first pregnancy ever. And she is mentoring. Zachariah is a priest and just observing everything because he can't say anything. But you just think of the two women encouraging each other, nurturing each other, blessing each other. A younger girl helping an older woman, well in her age, to do the things she probably can't do as she's, you know, gets to be 9 months pregnant. And Elizabeth blessing Mary with encouragement, and letting her know it's going to be okay, and explaining all these things that they're both experiencing. Elizabeth just 3 months ahead of Mary. Think about that. God brings people together for his purpose and his glory and his reason. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, it's coming alongside people and help. And Mary listened and went and was a blessing, and Elizabeth was a blessing because she understood what had happened to Mary, and she believed. Mary goes on after this in the Magnificat, and she believes, she understands, and she accepts she's been dealt. Totally submitted and totally surrendered to the Lord. Could we all surrender totally to the Lord and be a blessing as he calls us to be through Abraham's family, as he says in Genesis 12:3, we're to be a blessing to all the nations of the world, and especially to each other. Mary believed. She also trusted what the angel said and trusted in the Lord and knew that all things were possible. And then she surrendered. Think about that. She died to self, literally. She surrendered her whole body to the Lord, and the Lord overshadowed her. You think about that, and you think about the times the Shekinah glory, the cloud, protected the Israelites through the desert, filled the temple, the Mount of Transfiguration. Well, I got out of step there. And at the baptism, and the clouds opened and parted. Both, all of which point to Jesus. That you were to listen to him, and you were to hear him, and this is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased. All of which point to the fact that he is who he is. King of kings, Lord of lords, and God incarnate. Amen?
Amen.
But Mary surrendered all. She died to self. Submitted her body, mind, and soul. So she believed, she trusted, she died to self, and then the rest of her life was spent actively being a blessing, raising her son, God's son, so that we might have an opportunity to know him now. And at the first miracle in the Cana, in the wedding at Cana in Galilee, guess what? She says, they're out of wine. Go fix it. You know, go make some more wine for them. And he says, it's before my time. And she says to the people, just do what he says. That's all he's telling us, is to do what Jesus calls us to do. Do what he says. Amen?
Amen.
And he does, they do what he says, and we have the best wine ever produced. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Mary was active because she was abiding in her Lord and Savior from the time of his conception to the time of her death and thereafter in heaven with him. And in the Magnificat, the thing that struck me when you look at this very carefully, not only is she abiding, but the grace of God is just expounded and exploded in her. And in the Magnificat, she knows that she's the mother of the Most High God. She knows that the baby in her womb is blessed. Elizabeth has affirmed that in that miracle. She knows these things, and she believes these things. What kind of belief do we have? Do we believe that God knows best, that he has the best plan for our life? Yes, we do. He tells us so. He knows. We know that. We trust in that. Sometimes it's very hard for us to see because we don't understand. But he has a plan. And we trust because the word tells us. God tells us that he has the best plan for each and every one of us. He brings us together in community. He brought Mary and Elizabeth and Zechariah together as community. And I'm sure with the synagogue, since he was a priest and everything else, or the temple, guess what? They all met together, and she was in community and surrounded by people who loved her. Wow. We come together each Sunday as a community, but when we're not together in church, we should be together as a community, supporting, helping, and loving each other. And the greatest gift we've been given is the gift of grace in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And guess what? We need to unwrap that and share it with others. Share that gift so that others might know his saving embrace, and the love he has for you and I, and for them. So, in this story we hear, as the gospel is read, and the Magnificat, she talks about the glory of God and the deeds he's done in the past, and the strong arm that brought the people out of Israel, and all of these kinds of mighty, powerful works that he's done. Then she changes tunes, and she speaks as though the things that are coming, the things that will happen, have happened. It's in the present tense. It's now. It's done. She speaks and she prays in the Magnificat, basically says, glorifies the Lord because of what he's already done. Because she believed that when she conceived in the Holy Spirit, And she gave birth to Jesus in the very near future. What the Lord had started, he would thus complete and finish. Like it says in Philippians 1:6, he who has started a good work in you will bring it to completion. Amen?
Amen.
So submit and surrender to the Lord. Let him complete the good works he started in you. And let him encourage you and nourish you with the Spirit to be a blessing. How do we do that? Well, you walk in the Spirit. And you walk where the Spirit leads you. And then you have the beautiful plan line he's given us in the fruit of the Spirit. And within the fruit of the Spirit being shown to everybody else as you proceed through life, guess what? You're abiding with the Lord. And they see the love you have for him, the love you have for them, and the love he wants to have for the people he sends across your path. So I would submit, we all have divine appointments each and every day, that the Lord sends across our path. Listen to the still small voice in your head and be a blessing. And shine with the glory of Christ. And let all that you do and all that we say glorify him. God cares for Mary and Elizabeth. He cares for you and I in the same manner. And he brings his loving care to us each and every day. How does he manifest that to you today, tomorrow? And forevermore. Look for it. See it. And then may your soul and spirit glorify and magnify the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, open our hearts to the fullness of your grace. And bring us to long for your grace to be ever present as we abide in you and you abide in us. And help us and encourage us to be a blessing and to see your hand at work around us all the days of our life. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.